It is Racing HQ. Regularly on a Tuesday, we'll get track work reports from Sydney and Melbourne for the spring. Lizzie Jelfs has been out and about for Sky this morning. Morning to you, Lizzie.
Good morning, Andrew. Good morning to all the listeners. Yeah, it was a lovely, very chilly morning at Randwick this morning, but a beautiful day, and it was good to catch up with everyone. There was a really good buzz in the air, and I think that's, you know, everyone's excited about the start of spring and all of their nice horses trialling, and, you know, some horses that are emerging from the winter as well that are certainly have improved from having a break. So lots to look forward to over the coming months.
We spoke with Hugh Bowman about the champion mare earlier. Just a couple of others that are going to run in the race. John Sargent with Lover Lover comes back in it.
Yeah, Lover Lover was nominated for a few different races, and I think he's not going to run her in the Winx Stakes. I think he's electing to run her in the
Toy Show.
Toy Show is where he thinks he's going to kick her off. And he just spoke to me about it and said that he thinks that she's probably going to benefit from having that run. She's a little bit woolly in her coat. She's still probably just... that run will really bring her on, and she's got a long preparation ahead of her. So I wouldn't, the way he was speaking this morning, I wouldn't suggest punters are looking for her to be winning first up. She's definitely a horse that you can follow into the spring. And he's looking, if she does return in good order, if she does hit the line well, and you, some horses can go out and win, but it would be a surprise, I think, for him. He's looking at running her in races that will get her to the Caulfield Cup. He's got no question about whether she will stay. She just had that setback at the end of last preparation. She ran at top weight and won the Adrian Knox and then backed up into the Oaks, and it was just a little bit too much for her, so he'd never be backing her up again. But just forget her run in the Oaks. He knows she stays all day, and hopefully she'll have a, you know, uneventful preparation and be able to get into races like the Caulfield Cup.
Cabeza de Vaca, I spoke with Adrian Bott about a few of his, but bypassed that one. Obviously, this is a massive race against Winx, but what's Adrian told you this morning?
Well, Adrian was really upbeat about Cabeza de Vaca, and I also spoke to Tim Clark about him as well, and he said that, you know, he's had two solid trials, he's returned in great order. I mean, it's a huge ask running against Winx, but I mean, you've got to, it's just a perfect race for his preparation, and they thought, you know, he'd just be going out and doing his own thing, and they think he's returned, he certainly seems to have returned in really good shape, and he's also a horse that does go really nicely fresh, so he'd be up on speed making his own like you would imagine, and Tim's full of confidence, and, you know, look, it's a huge ask, we all know that. He's certainly not in the same league as Winx, but you've got to run second and third and fourth, and there's still prize money for all the way down, so Yeah, I think you just can't be too concerned about it and just place your horses in the best races possible. And he certainly looks like he's well-placed to kick off his preparation in the Winx Stakes.
The Silver Shadow, Lindsay Park have got for two lining up in the race, and obviously Ready to Profit's there for Gay and Adrian.
Yes, that's right. For two, well, her latest trial, they were very pleased. I spoke to JD Hayes, who's running the stable at the moment up here in Sydney, and he spoke to me and just said that she's going really well. She's had a couple of gallops since that trial. She's come back a bit bigger and stronger. She's physically grown into herself, which was always something that I remember looking at her in the yard thinking, will she do that? So I'm looking forward to seeing how she presents on Saturday, but really glowing report from the Hayes camp. They think she's ready to run a big race first up, and that trial, the recent trial, would suggest so. Adrian said Ready for a Profit, she was disappointing in that two runs ago, and then she's bounced back to a dominant win on a Wednesday, and he was glowing in reports of how she's been going, and he was happy with her. She's also, I remember speaking to Tim about her after the race, and he said that she's a horse that he thinks can certainly get to stakes grade, so she's getting her chance at that.
Okay. Peter and Paul Snowden, they've got a couple in the up and coming here. Disappointing news that we had off the top that Moss Troop's got a viral infection and will miss the spring, but they've got a couple here. Military Zone's an interesting horse coming off two wins here this preparation.
Yes. He was a very solid winner last start, went at Randwick a couple of weeks ago, and his turn of foot was absolutely electric, and he didn't get the greatest run in transit, and I spoke to Paul and he said he was quite surprised to see him back where he was and not forward, so he showed a bit of versatility, He thinks this race is a perfect race for him, and he deserves his chance in the up-and-coming. My only question was, where do you see him going throughout the spring? It does look like a nice race, and if he was to win, what would you do with him? And they, Paul said that this is only his first preparation, so they probably wouldn't push on with him. They would maybe, he wouldn't get to Melbourne, but he would certainly kick on maybe for as long as possible, as long as the horse was well. The Snowdens are very much, they're led by the horse, like a lot of trainers are, but they are they let the horse do the talking, and he's going well at the moment. They think that this is a great race. He's got a bit of fitness on a few of these other first-up horses, so they're quite confident with him. They also have Spin In as well, who got the maiden win at Kembla last start. He's going along nicely. He just needed that confidence boost. They took him to Kembla. They got the win with him, and they really think that he can now go on with it. And this another interesting horse that's progressing nicely. The progressing horses from the Snowdens are always the ones that you watch out for at the start of spring, because they usually hold their form.
And just one final one, Ron Quinton. He's got the mares, but he's got Boss Lane, I see, entered for Saturday.
He does. Yeah, I had a long chat with him actually off camera just about Boss Lane, and we were having a bit of a laugh because he looks great, and he's a horse that, you know, he's got lots of ability, but it's hard to find the right race for him because he's not quite group class, but he's out of the, you know, he's a benchmark 90. So he's really difficult to place, and he was in a tough race last start. He said he's going well, he's sound as a pound, but it's another tough race that he's going to face up in again on Saturday. So he's more hopeful than confident with him, but there's nothing wrong with how he's going. It's just he's very hard to place in races in group company, where he doesn't think he's quite up to it. He just needs to get a little bit further down in the weights. And he was just saying it's hard to, well, used to have the welters, and that used to place him really well, and now we don't have them anymore. And he's just really difficult horse to place, but he's still enjoying his racing going around. I did have a chat to him about the two mares, Dixie and Daisy. Obviously Dixie trialed yesterday, and she he was really happy with her trial. She'll probably have one more, and I've completely forgotten where he's going to kick her off in, but it should be about 3 weeks away.
Right.
And Daisy's a little bit behind. She's in the stable at the moment. She won't trial for another couple of weeks because of her trip to Brisbane. She's just a bit behind Dixie Blossom. So they won't be clashing first up, and they possibly won't clash all the way through their spring. So that's pretty exciting prospect for Ron.
Yeah, it is. He's normally clashing them, but they might split. So, all right, that's some good material for our listeners. The tab markets are open on a couple of those races, and with that show, County, no extra noms have come in for that race. Soul for Song's going to run at the Gold Coast, so it won't be coming the mare. The other one, Lou Romaine, is definitely going there after galloping again this morning with James McDonald riding on Saturday. Good on you, Lizzie. We'll hear from you right through the week.
Thanks, Andrew. Yes, and there's also updates on Sky Thoroughbred Central about all the Everest contenders, Red Zell, talk to Adrian, also about Invincible Star, and there's lots to sort of have a look for the future, not necessarily just for this weekend. So hopefully there's plenty for the viewers and punters to just get a little bit of an edge and see where they're going to go with a few of their maybe fixed odds and where we're heading for the spring.